us hear the warnings that told of the outcomes to come from the shooting. If he did, he would quickly turn the gun on himself, and freed he would be from his own private peril. But he couldn't, so he didn't, and if he could have, he probably wouldn't. And the fallout from murder was something he couldn't foresee, as he planned to suck the life from Count Stratton, as the Count primed a goose that his nurse was too fatten. News channels told of a newly hatched gambit to build a library of force, and the pamphlets were printed on the skins of the dead as twin ships set sail on their course. The Count was laid out on a gaily lit pyre, as the crowds dimly mourned by the warmth of the fire. Roaches lay still in a cleanly kept cell, as they thought of some sundries and items to sell to a website that profit from the stuff of the damned that would archive all writings that came from his hand. Perceptions of Stratton, they started to shift. Now he was gone, his smiles were missed by the minds of the public who had so long denied him the honor bestowed him by the prayers of his genes. A bygone manner represented by Stratton was remembered quite fondly by throngs of small children. News channels told of a newly hatched gambit to build a library of force, and the pamphlets were printed on the skin of the dead as twin ships set sail on their course. Lucius adjusted to the confinements he faced. He read three dissertations on the Dravidian race, until a riot provoked by the shots of a sniper left Lucius afflicted by the wounds from a viper, and the ashes of history were cruel to his memory, who called him a villain and a cancerous sinner. News channels told of a new hatch gambit to build a library of force, and the pamphlets were printed on the skin of the dead as twin ships set sail on their course.